visiting with Mason Schuster. And first off, I know that you're from Houston, so getting to play for an affiliate for the Dynamo. Did you grow up going to Dynamo games?
Yeah, I'm. I went to the first ever Dynamo game, so it's kind of cool to see, you know, how it's grown from then to where it is now.
So how does it feel, kind of seemingly playing for your hometown organization?
It's a great feeling, honestly. Like, all my friends are going to be able to come to the games, friends and family, stuff like that, and I'm looking forward to it.
Position you play?
I play center mid.
Okay. What is it about? Have you been to the Bryan College Station area before? Do you know that much about it?
I have not been here before, but I do know there's like a great fan base here, and we're looking forward to playing in front of it.
You guys are kind of on the threshold, believe it or not, of helping bring major soccer to the Brazos Valley. Not saying that people don't play it here, but bringing in an affiliate and things like that. How cool is that to kind of be on the ground floor or something?
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's a big deal for us, and we're looking forward to it.
I know with you guys it's a little bit different in that you're with the Dynamo, but you're also kind of here in town and with Uri and the guys over there. So have you gotten to check out Nutribolt Stadium yet? I know it's still under the works, but
Actually, I have not been able to, but I think me and my teammate are going to go look at it later today. Yeah.
Now, are you in college or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am a rising sophomore at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington.
Oh, okay. Wow. Gotcha. So that's a pretty good ways away from home, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's by the beach. I like it. It's nice.
Yeah, I was about to say, North Carolina's not too bad. And is that part of the reason why you wanted to come here? Was it because it was closer to home, or were you just looking for any place to play?
Main reason why I chose here is because I've been with the Dynamo organization for almost 9 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's such a professional atmosphere, and it's the closest thing that I could get, or that I see myself getting to, like, or at least, I guess, like, the fastest way I could get to a professional contract. So.
Now, as you said, a rising sophomore playmaker, UNC Wilmington. What are you hoping this summer? What are you hoping to achieve that might could help propel you further? What are you wanting to get out of the experience?
I'm definitely looking to get stronger this summer. I'm looking to get faster. Playing in front of bigger crowds is something that I'm like looking forward to as well. And just take back experiences that I get from here back to college with me next year.
Now, what do you know about your slate, the guys that you'll be playing? Do you know anything about those teams?
I know a couple of my teammates have gone to some of the teams in our division, but other than that, I really haven't heard too much about him.
Gotcha. What about the coaching staff here? Do you know much about them?
Yeah, the coaching staff. James Clark's the head coach. He's been like my second dad for 9 years now, and he's been my coach for six or seven of those years.
Wow.
So yeah.
If somebody's that familiar with you, seemingly, if they're your second dad, sometimes that can be good. Sometimes that can be not so good for the kids, anyway.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We always joke around, and when he has to be serious, he's serious, but. It's fun with him.
Gotcha. Mason, thanks for your time. Good luck this year.
Thank you, sir.